Hello there, Conscious Living and Power Radio. I'm Wendy, and thank you for tuning in. Appreciate your time. Hope you got good stuff going on in your life. We're going to work on some dreams, give you some ideas how you might be able to tune in and maybe gain a little extra insight one way or the other. So my dream expert, also the dream expert for Reddit for, 10 years or so? Anyway, we'll let him clue us in on that. Jason DeBoard, J.M. DeBoard, with the new dream interpretation book. And I was just on, I just lost it. I had to reboot, so I lost my Facebook page for you. But Jason, hey, thank you.
Hi, Wendy. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, we have to, we talked before for Wendy's Coffee House. So just in case we repeat anything, then we're trying not to because we've got some other stuff to talk about. But you might have heard a little bit of an introduction. And if not, this is something you've been doing. What got you into it? I mean, that was my surprise when I asked about falling and all of a sudden you said there was a connection.
Yeah, you know, I had some very, I needed help. I was at a point in my life where I was a few years into college. My GPA started great first semester and steadily went downward. So I got to like year three and it was like, ooh, I'm in danger here, aren't I? And there was just a lot of other things that were going on in my life. When I started college, I kind of left the past behind. Like, okay, let's just have a clean break here. And well, the past catches up with you. And that's kind of what was going on. You know, I was in a cycle of self-destruction and I was looking for help and no one was really able to offer it. So a friend of mine, a very synchronous experience, a friend of mine had chapters from a book that was printed out. His name is Larry Pesavento and he has a book called Toward Manhood. And this was before the book was published. It was just sample chapters. And Larry was known in Cincinnati where I went to school as a leader of a men's group, as a therapist, a counselor, elder. And I read what he had to say and it just resonated with me. So I went to see him. He connected me with my dreams. I started the process of dream work and very quickly I was able to make decisions for myself to clean myself up and get my life back together and refocus on school. And of course, you know, my studies in political science and journalism really went by the wayside because I discovered this guy named Carl Jung, who many other people out there probably know about him. And it was just this amazing revelation for me that there was this person out there who said these amazing things about psyche and soul, about dreams and the life of the mind. So Jung was really an introduction, just an immersion for me. And everything started from there. I studied very deeply into many schools of thought about dreams and dream interpretation, all the standards, you know, your Freud's and, you know, Gestalt and Anne Faraday was one of my favorites. And then I encountered Edgar Cayce, who, you know, we know him as a psychic, but he was a really great dream interpreter. And so I studied his, you know, work. And well, the one thing led to another, and I started going public with this. It was really, it started with close friends, and then I gained the confidence to go out into public and try my hand. And, you know, that was a long time ago at Reddit.com. I discovered that they had a dreams forum there, and I came in and I just started offering my ideas about, you know, the dreams that people were sharing there. And I got a great response. And I got to this point in my own mind where I said, I have to bottle the magic. There's something that I'm able to do here. I hate to say mastered this subject because, you know, that always invites the universe to say, oh yeah, you think you've mastered this? But it was like, you know, I knew I had a way of explaining dreams in a way that was simple enough for anyone to understand, but thorough enough that it really does justice to the dream and the deeper messages and significance of it. So that's in a nutshell, that's how I've ended up here today with a new book and, spreading the word that, you know, that anyone can understand their dreams. They just need to hear it in the right language, you know, stripped down of the psychological jargon and fed to them in a way that shows that their dreams are stories about you and your life. And you can analyze the dream as a story instead of sitting down on Dr. Freud's couch and talking about your childhood and your relationship with your mother and, you know, all that stuff. Like you can get into that, and dream analysis is fun. And I've been through it, and, you know, it's really cool things that you can delve out of the depths of the psyche through, you know, through dream analysis. But really what you want to do is analyze a story, and, you know, anyone can analyze a story. Every day of our lives, we're creating narratives about ourselves and about our lives. And as we watch TV shows and read books, you know, novels and go to movies and stuff, what do you do afterwards? You know, you analyze the story, you sit down for coffee with a friend and talk about the characters and the story arc and what was great about the story and what was not so great. Well, you can kind of go through the same process with your dreams. And through that process, you can understand the meaning and significance of them.
You talk about hub entries in your dream book.
There are subjects such as, you know, family and animals and the body, violence or conflict, that act as hubs to pull together all of the different entries that are in the dictionary. See, the where other dictionaries fall short, and I have a number of them here in my office on the shelf, and they've been good references for the most part, but what I used to flip through them and go, wait a minute, you know, there's more to this story. I have other symbols in my dreams, and I'm not seeing the way that they're connecting together with what I've looked up from this one particular symbol from my dream. I'm not seeing the connections with the other symbols in my dreams. So as I was writing the Dream Interpretation Dictionary, I created see also lists, and they connect one thing to another. So if you dream about your mom, well, your mom's a family member. Let's look up family. Well, your mom is a woman. Let's look up woman. Your mom is a parent. Let's look up parents. And all of these things, they can give you clues. It may not be in the entry for mother that you find the suggestion that, you know, goes ding, the light bulb goes on over top of your head. It may not be in that entry, but it might be in one of the related entries, or you can also look in the hub entries. And I listed those because I wanted my book to also act as not just as a dream interpretation dictionary, but as a guide for understanding your dreams, and that you can use it as a reference source where you can look up an area of interest and then follow the trail, the breadcrumbs that lead you from one entry to another to another. And when you read all of those entries, basically what you've read is a short chapter of a book about dream interpretation. You can look at the subject and go, well, I had a dream about, you know, fighting last night and I was in conflict and blood was spilled. Well, let's look up blood. Let's look up wounding. Let's look up the body. Let's look up, you know, warfare. Let's look up, you know, fighting and fists and things like that. And when you read all of those entries together, and the hub entries point you towards, you know, they have all of those entries listed together. When you read all of those entries together, it can really give you a complete overview of a major area or subject related to dreams.
Well, when I'm looking up the term that you use for angel in the book, you cover all the bases, because you go from, you know, the positive. Most people would think of an angel, a guardian spirit, you know, so a caretaker. And then you also go from the opposite angle, that somebody who thinks they're holier than thou. I'm like, well, that was a surprise under the category of angel.
Yes. And, you know, you might also look up demon, because, you know, demons are fallen angels, right? So it depends on how it's used in the dream. See, dreams don't always, you look up an entry like angel in most dream interpretation dictionaries, and they're only going to have, you know, kind of the soft, fluffy, you know, kind of traditional ideas. It could be a guide for you. It could be somebody who's looking out for you, you know, but dreams also can use an angel in the negative sense. If you go, well, in my dream, you know, the angel poured a bucket of pig blood on top of my head, kind of a la Carrie, the movie, you know, the novel from Stephen King,
yeah.
You know. Like, well, now you have a whole different connotation for that symbolism. The angel isn't necessarily good and fluffy and flying up on a cloud and coming from God. You know, this angel is playing a trick on you. It's humiliating you. So what does that mean? You know, so you need to find ways when you interpret dreams, you weave together, tie together the various details of the dream, and then a picture emerges out of that. You'll find that the symbolism points in different directions, and there are negative uses of the symbolism as well as positive. So yeah, angel is a good example, or look up God or heaven or Jesus or Buddha. You know, there are different ways that these symbols can be used in dreams, and some of them are positive, some of them are negative, some of them, you know, you don't really want to put that kind of value judgment on it. It's all just telling a story.
Now, when you do the dream interpretation on Reddit, what is that like?
Well, I come in as a, you know, reddit.com, and that's R-E-D-D-I-T for your listeners. Reddit.com is a massive social media platform, but it's geared towards a younger audience. So if you are over, let's just say 30 years old, you might not have even heard of Reddit, because it really exploded in popularity about 5 years ago. Basically, it's a social media platform for sharing content and opinions, and people come in and they share the content. And then the real interesting part of it is when you get into the comments and people discuss a subject or an article that's in the news. In my case, it's dreams. People come in, they share their dreams, and they ask questions about them, about the subject of dreams in general. I was just asked last night, should I use pen and paper to record my dreams, or could I use a voice recorder? And I just chimed in and gave my thoughts on it, you know, the kind of the pros and cons. So these are generally the content that you'll find coming through at our dreams, which when I say our dreams, I mean the letter r/dreams. And you can go there, by the way, by going to dreams.reddit.com. That's the direct way of getting there. So as a moderator there, I moderate the discussion like you would at other online communities, except for I'm also a dream interpreter. And this is where I cut my teeth. This is where I really gained the confidence to go public with what I do. And so on any given day, I pop in and I look for the latest dreams. I especially look for ones where people are asking for help, because a lot of people are there just to kind of be like, hey, man, I had this cool dream. And, you know, I was chasing a lion through the jungle, and then I took off in an airplane, and my, you know, best friend from grade school was there, and he gave me a pair of shoes. And, you know, I mean, just all these kind of random, you know, imagery that's all thrown together, and they think it's a really cool dream and they just want to share it. But you have other people who come there who genuinely want help. They've had a dream. They know that there's a message or significance to it. They'd like to be able to get at the meaning, and they would, you know, they come looking for help. So that's where they find me. I'm Rad Owl, and that's, you know, how people have gotten to know me. And it's something that is very much from my heart, because I give my time there. It's all volunteer. And I do it because I feel like I'm giving something back that was given to me too. And so it's not so much paying it forward. It's kind of paying it backwards. You know, like I had people who taught me how to interpret dreams, and they did it out of the kindness of their heart. So that's, you know, that's what I do now.
Okay. So when you are working with dreams and you have people who are, you know, having maybe a prophetic dream or some kind of an intuition or somebody who is deceased, how do you tell the difference when you're doing your dream interpretation?
Well, when you know, usually the first thing to do is to look for personal symbolism. It's not to say that a precognitive or prophetic dream can't use, you know, the classic metaphors and other ways of creating symbolism. It's just that I usually find that if a dream needs to hit you with information like that, that it's going to do it in a way that is a little more straightforward, and that you will get it. You know, it'll be very direct if it needs to be. So if you're going to dream about, let's say, a future event, precognition, the future event that you see in your dream is going to be shown to you in a way that it is very recognizable. Because the dream has a point. It is to show you this probability for the future and give you enough information so that you can decide whether you like that outcome that you saw in your dream, or if you want to try to avoid it. You know, it's, if it's like a car crash or something like that that you see in your dream and you go, wait, this you know, this wasn't just a symbolic car, which people dream about being in their car all the time, but it's often a different car than their own. And that discrepancy with reality says symbolism. This is personal. It's not a prophetic or anything, you know, but it's your car in the dream, and you are driving along a road that you recognize, and you come to that intersection that you recognize, and the vividness of the Mack truck plowing into the driver's side of your car is extremely real, and you wake up with a feeling that this was more than just a dream. Well, you know, most of the time it was just a dream, even when it's that vivid. But as you do dream work, you learn to discern the difference between the dreams that are personal and metaphorical and the dreams that are prophetic or precognitive. So if you go to my website, or you just put in precognitive dream or ordinary dream into your favorite search engine, you will find a post that I made that is a step-by-step process for how to go through and determine the difference between these types of dreams.
Okay, now you've got more than one site. So the dreams123.net is one of them. And yeah. I mean, that's some of the stuff when people are looking, they'll find two or three locations for you. The Dream Interpretation Dictionary, of course, that's on Amazon. It's also on your website. But there was also 123dreams.com or dreams123. There was a dash between them.
Yeah, there's dreams123.com, which I set up a couple of years ago, and I really haven't done anything since then. I had started writing a dream guide, and I basically took all of that information and pasted it into HTML documents and threw it up there with a couple of graphics. So it is not really ready for prime time, but it's out there. I don't want to pull the content down. And I got busy. I got signed to a publishing contract. I put everything out there, and I got signed to a publishing contract, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we need 250,000 words in 3 months. And I'm like, okay, let's get to work, you know? I worked my butt off and everything got put on hold. So there's that. There's jmdebord.com, which is just basically just a bio page. And I threw that up, but I'm going to do some more work on it. And there's dreams1-2-3.com, which was for my first book, which is dreams123, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. So that was the book that made a name for me. It got me onto, you know, media programs. It got me a lot of attention, and it's more of a beginner's guide to dream interpretation. So since I have a new book out, hey, forget about the old one, buy my new one. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, to work, make him do more work on these websites. Now that he's got some free time and the book is out.
Yeah. And I'm doing media interviews like mad and press releases and all that kind of fun stuff, but
you're
it's coming.
The work starts. You think you had got it all done? I was like, no. Now you have to launch it and support it and all that good stuff. Yes, yes.
And just as much work as the other. Yes, yes. Dreams123.net. Go there. I have years worth of content there. There's a search box. You can often find what you're looking for just by putting in the word or symbol into the search box. It's not comprehensive, but if you go to the newsletter that's linked on the top bar, or you just put into your favorite search engine, We Love Dreams newsletter, it will sign you up on my newsletter list, and you will get a welcome email, and then you will start getting emails from me that tie together all of the content on my blog under themes of dream interpretation. So remember your dreams, decode dream symbolism, apply dream interpretation techniques. I've written about all of this stuff, except for it was scattered all over the blog. And I said, okay, let me put this all together so that you can have an online dream interpretation course, and it will all be sent to you via email. And what I figure is I'll give this to you for free. You can decide whether you like what I do and the way that I explain dreams, because it's not for everyone. I'm kind of loose and I like to be kind of fun with the subject. But at the same time, you know, some of these dreams are really, really shocking and telling about the person that has the dream. And so it's like, okay, you've got to be able to handle that sort of angel and devil side that I am showing you through dream interpretation. And if you dig it, then maybe you'll buy my book. But in the meantime, I'm sharing the information with you. So We Love Dreams newsletter. Check it out.
Okay. Now, when I interview people, sometimes I will have a dream in advance and I don't always know what it's and what doesn't. So this is an example. The dream I had, I'm in a living room somewhere, and there's a woman across from me seated beside a guy on the couch, and the two of them are kind of together interacting. And the guy on the couch, he's blue, and he looks like which this movie wasn't out at the time, but the Guardians of the Galaxy, the blue guy. All right. So and this is, I'm thinking, whoa, I was just so intrigued that he looked so real. The skin, everything looked real. And later on, I do the interview. And later in the conversation, I don't believe we had the mic on when we were doing this. She says, well, yeah, in my other life, I'm married to an extraterrestrial and he's blue.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Talk about picking up on telepathic information.
Yeah, well, there's no way ever I would have associated that with a real thing. I'm like, well, what does that mean? I just kind of blew it off because it didn't make any sense. And then when we're having the conversation, I realized I met her significant other.
And yes, you know, the dreams connect you into deeper layers of the mind. They're kind of like radio frequencies, and you can dial in to, you know, 102.7, but then down the aisle here at, you know, 93.1, there's a different frequency. But you know sometimes how you have when 93.1 and 93.3, and they will kind of blend together because the signals are crossing. That's sort of what happens sometimes. It seems like we pick up this information off of people. They're on our minds for some reason, like, you know, in your case, because you knew that you were going to interview the person. So, but it could be a relative you haven't seen, you know, a friend, you're trying to get information about them. You know, the classic, the phone rings, like just before the phone rings, you get a feeling it's going to ring and you know who is calling, you know. I've woken up in the morning knowing that there was an important email for me. I'd even in the dream started reading the content of the email. And then I woke up and opened the email and went, wow. You know, I mean, it could have been a projection of my expectations of what the person was going to say. But how do I know in the first place when I sent the email, you know, days ago that it's actually there? I, you know, this stuff is mysterious. And sorting out the difference between dreams that give you this sort of inside scoop, insider information, and dreams that just happen to put together patterns and they're entirely personal, I think this is going to be a lifetime process for me of trying to figure out exactly how this works.
Oh, I think, yeah, we evolve. That's like I told you before we were doing any of this, that, you know, I had dream books that I was given and from a long time ago. And it changes. I'm looking at some of the stuff that you have in your dream book, and you have contemporary references. You have a lot of sexuality. You have a lot of other things that may not be in another dream book. And so it's nice to see the contemporary relevance. Instead of just the, okay, here's what it means when you dream about a cat. Here's what it means when you dream about a car or an airplane. There's more to it than that, multi-layered. And so that part of it, we continue to shape and define and refine as we change as our, you know, in our own social groups and on the planet as we evolve and become more, I guess, fluid in our own interactions and engagements, both conscious and unconscious. And that's part of this thing is when you're trying to figure out your dream, it helps to understand patterns and themes that are significant and personal to you instead of assuming that it's all a common-based reality. It isn't. It isn't. It's an individual thing. And I think that's what you're trying to also point out, that each person has a way of going into, you know, their own, I guess, code and reconfiguring and understanding what's happening. That part of it, the blue thing, that's why I brought that up, because if I had tried to interpret that, I would have been going the wrong direction. Instead, I waited, and then it conveniently presented itself, and it was like everything fell into place. Like, okay, this makes sense.
You know, and I might have started, if you came to me with that dream, I might have started with the idea of, okay, well, blue, let's look up the color blue. What does blue mean? You know, yeah. And, you know, well, deep thoughts, calm, serene, group. You know, yeah, the Blue Man Group, you know, and I would have had no idea that you were somehow associating this with the person's very personal thoughts about in a previous life being married to an alien. I mean, If you as a dream interpreter, if you can come up with that one from a description, then I'm going to give you all of my books. I'm going to go find a cave somewhere and I'm going to retire because I don't need to be doing this. You know, it's like as a guitar player, when you run across Stevie Ray Vaughan and you're like, oh yeah, you think you can play the blues? Watch this guy.
Yeah, right. You know, like, take a seat.
Exactly. Sit down, son. You're an amateur. So yeah. No, I did. I wanted to be, you know, my experience at Reddit, I get, sometimes dozens of dream reports that are running across my eyes every day, and I'm absorbing what people are dreaming about right now. So I wanted to work that in, you know, and I couldn't shy away from subjects that are maybe a little bit controversial, because sometimes the most shocking and absurd dream imagery can be the most telling about the person. And if you shy away from it, then you are one, denying yourself the opportunity to learn more about yourself. But as somebody who teaches people about dreams, if I shy away from it, what does it say about me? I just had this experience lately while getting a massage. I told a lady about a dream about a man who gets fisted, he fists an alien to orgasm and dies in horror. I mean, you know, tell me about that dream. Okay, it's detailed in the entry for fisting in my dream dictionary. And why did I include it? Because I ran across two dreams with this theme, and I've run across others that hint at it. If I shy away from this, then I'm not doing my job. So I have entries like Facebook and email and computers, because if you look at the content of what people are dreaming about today, and Reddit is an international site, by the way, so I'm taking in dreams not just from people from the United States, but from around the world, you find this content in their dreams. So I wanted to write a contemporary dream dictionary with contemporary issues or entries that relate to contemporary issues.
Got to take a quick break. All right, we're listening to our dream interpreter.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerbe. Did you know that every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news she has breast cancer? I got it 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options, and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. The first place to go the minute you find you have breast cancer, breastcancer.org.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up...
For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Conscious Living Power Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy Garrett. Thank you for listening. My guest, dream interpreter Jason DeBoard. J.M. DeBoard, is you can just do a Google search, you'll find him, about dreams and all sorts of stuff. The thing we were talking about, different, you know, different titles, different subjects, different content, and I was saying it's contemporary. I mean, that's the cool thing about this, is that our terms change, our values change, the things we can talk about, the subject matter. You're not afraid to deal with things that are a little bit more dicey and might be in some areas actually taboo. So we want to, you know, let people know, if you are listening, that there's a lot of content, and there's just something for everyone. And if you've been concerned because you might be dreaming about the wrong thing, well, there might be a reason, and it may not be as wrong as you think. There may be some significant element that says, take a look at this. There's a reason. So that's what Jason does, is give you an opportunity to kind of investigate and explore and understand more the language of your dreams. I wanted to ask you, I mean, I know, you know, you're seeing what's relevant right now because you've got this wonderful access to the dream plane. What are people bringing to you?
Well, you know, you get a lot of references from popular media, TV shows, things like this. Zombies. My goodness, how many dreams about The Walking Dead? You know, yeah. And of course, there's the show The Walking Dead, and there's all these spinoff shows, and people are wearing T-shirts with zombies and all this. And, you know, so of course I had to write about it, because, you know, you can feel like you are in a mindless, you know, you're surrounded by mindless people, or, you know, that you are sluggish, that you are, you know, lifeless, you are The Walking Dead, that, you know, there are a lot of different possibilities for it. And of course, if you look up in my book, if you look up the entry for zombies, you'll see that, or go to dreams123.net. It's right there. So I pull these out. Dreams about aliens and UFOs. My goodness. You know, I mean, they're very popular. Everybody's heard of Roswell and all that stuff, you know. And of course, there are all these different movies, you know, from Independence Day through what was the one? Sorry, it's not coming. Galaxy.
Which one? Guardians of the Galaxy? Is that the one that I mentioned? Or the Galaxy Quest? Or Star Trek?
It was the remake of the old show that I used to watch, that was the kids. It was a kids show in the 70s, and it had Lorne Greene, and they were the breakaway. They were out there, and they were looking for Earth to come back home. Sorry. Anyway, it's just a reference. It's, you
Lorne
know.
Lorne Greene? I remember this Lost in Space, but that wasn't.
I thought it was Lorne Greene. He was the guy who was the captain, and he had Starbuck was the one of his fighter pilots, and they would go out and fight the Cylons. And come on, Wendy, you know.
Dang it! Okay, they would fight the Cylons. That wasn't one of my favorite ones.
Boy, Battlestar Galactica.
Galactica. Thank you.
Oh, and our producer was trying to tell us by text, but I wasn't looking at it. Sorry.
Buck Rogers, Battlestar.
Yes. Battlestar Galactica. Oh, it was awesome. So anyway, these ideas have worked into people's dreams. And it's not to say that if you dream about, you know, Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica or something like that, that it's automatically related to the show. Your dreams can take an idea and they can run with it. You know, they can create associations that you might never know are, you know, you might never be able to make these associations yourself unless you really think deeply about the subject and step back from the overt story. You know, I had a dream I helped a young woman understand where she found out she was pregnant in the dream, and she didn't remember how she got pregnant. You know, there was no sex or anything. It was just like, hey, I'm pregnant. And by the way, your family hates you because you are now pregnant, and they're all just bombarding her and blaming her for something that she felt like she didn't do. And I said, start with that idea. How does your family blame you for things that you feel like you did not do? And she said, it happens all the time. They blame me for everything. And I went, okay, well, that's what pregnant means in the dream. Take step back. Don't get, you know, people get shocked sometimes by, oh my God, am I pregnant? You know? And it's like, no, that's not what the dream is saying. The dream is saying something else. Under the same umbrella, there was a young man who dreamed that his boyfriend, okay, they're a gay couple, his boyfriend was pregnant. Okay, so I went, oh, this is a really interesting twist on things. That's a huge discrepancy with reality. Men don't get pregnant. Okay, so what is this dream really saying? And I, with his family, the dreamer's family was in the dream, and there was a sense of anticipation. There was just these hints towards it. And so I said, pregnant means you're anticipating, right? So I asked the young man, I said, what are you anticipating in your life, especially when it comes to your boyfriend and your family? And he goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, my family are going to meet my boyfriend real soon. We've set the date for it, and I'm really looking forward to it. I want them to know and love him the same way that I do. And I went, there you go. There's your answer. You are anticipating the meeting, but the dream uses imagery of your boyfriend being pregnant to tell the story, you know? Now, how do you make that leap? You know, it's not the easiest thing to do. It takes a lot of practice. You know, some people catch on right away, and it's because they understand storytelling. You know, in a storytelling, when you make a metaphor in a, you know, or you create a figure of speech, you are using a comparison. And oftentimes the comparison is exaggerated in some kind of way. It's good storytelling. It's memorable. It gets your attention. And dreams do the same thing because they have an agenda. You can dream in 8 hours. You can dream in REM stage, the most intense and vivid dreams. You can dream for 2 hours. So, you know, your dreams, if they know that you're going to remember 5 minutes of that, they go, okay, let's load this one up and fire it away at you, you know, because we are going to create something that's very memorable, because the objective is to get across the message, you know? And so dreams use whatever means that they need to do to get across that message.
Well, I think it's interesting because sometimes people are confusing themselves by watching the stuff they do before they go to sleep. And they don't factor into the equation that it had to do with the very last thing you were watching, which isn't a huge symbolic thing in your life, but it's the only thing they had access to. So darn it, they're going to use it. That's why you're dreaming about, you know, whatever, you know, alien film that was on right before you went to sleep, or Buck Rogers, or because that's what you're putting in there as your dream vocabulary.
But it's not the only reason why your dreams use it. What you're getting from that is your dreams are picking up on it and using it as a theme. Your dreams say, okay, well, I was watching The Walking Dead before I went to sleep, so hey, let's throw in zombies. But the zombies have a personal significance to you. This is what I get a lot at Reddit, and I have to correct people on, and not saying that you're wrong. What I'm saying is that people think that the only reason why they dream about something that night is because they watched something before they went to bed, or read something, or had a conversation, or it was on their mind. Yes, whatever was on your mind before you went to bed is likely to be content in your dreams, but it's not the only reason why it's there. There is some kind of personal significance to it.
Well, I guess my point in terms of saying it is being incorporated into your dream vocabulary is that there has to be some kind of a method. And when you are programming yourself with watching CNN 24/7, with watching whatever, you know, show that you happen to be addicted to, that's a language. And so then that relates to your personal code, whatever those would be. And when you said, yeah, zombies have a significance, well, in each person's life, I may have a different interpretation of a zombie than you do. So that's part of it. But if there's a helpful hint of, I'm going to watch this and then I dream such and such, it's because that has given me a trigger, a focal point for the dream to start weaving a theme and say, okay, here, pay attention. And by the way, the zombie is the latest star of your film.
Thank you. Yeah, your zombies mean you're starving for attention, or you are in an incomplete change, or you're holding on to something that's already dead. You know, like you're holding on to a relationship, but you broke up months ago or years ago. Talk about dead.
Let me throw a monkey wrench into this too, because it also happens for me, the dream plane. If I'm going to do something, I need to work it through in the dream plane first. So I will work up to it and then see if I can dream it. And then the dream will tell me how far I've progressed. I was working at a retail place. All the lights were going out. It was and this is a major retail. They have money, and not the entryway, the little, you know, blazing, beautiful entrance. I'm not going to say what it was. The entrance light announcing the store goes out. That's burnt out. They don't fix it. The lights above the section that I'm working in start going out. The people are talking about at that time, I don't remember if it was Hunger Games or something along that. And so they started appearing to me to be more vampire-ish. I'm thinking, what the heck? This whole thing, it was dark, dark, dark. I left because everything around me was getting darker and darker. And they had people casing the place. You know, the shoplifters were also in there, which made it a little bit more intimidating, knowing that this group was working the space and thinking, this is just not a healthy state to be in. But the dream plane was also saying, get out, get out. And I so those whole, all that, it was so, everything started just kind of, you know, coming together in this big thing to say, it's time to go. So I did.
That was my thought on it too. As soon as you said lights out, you know, what does that mean in a metaphorical sense? That means time to go, you know, lights out, you know, and then the Hunger Games. And I'm sitting there thinking, my goodness, were they starving you for, you know, for income benefits or just rewards? You know, why do you take a job? You know, you're looking for a reward. By the way, along this line, and it's in my book, look up mall. Because a mall, a shopping mall, is what? A place where you have multiple choices. When you apply for a job in a profession, what do you have? Multiple choices. And you're making a decision. When you're in a mall, when you're shopping, you're making a decision about where you're going to spend your resources, your money. When you are looking for a job, you're deciding where you're going to spend your time and energy. And in return, what do you get? You know, you get income and benefits and other rewards, you know, authority, prestige, challenge, whatever. So, just to throw that in, since we were on the top.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah, I was getting perks, but they were not worth staying. That was the thing is, no, this isn't worth it. This is a physical, superficial thing. And it's not worth my, you know, I've got time. I've got a life. I don't, these little perks aren't going to help.
Yeah.
It's seductive. It's candy. And, you know, they have certain sugars now that they say that are the effective birth control because of the stuff that's added in these sugars. You think, oh my gosh, if that's what it's doing to the subject matter that they're testing, ants, then maybe we should pay attention to that because we're also ingesting the same thing. These kinds of things appear all around us and how they incorporate into our dreams. I am always fascinated because that's how I get a lot of my clues. And that's what I trust. I trust some of this stuff is that if I'm getting it on that level, then it's something I need to be paying attention to. So you're giving people a wonderful way of decoding their reality.
Yeah. And giving them helping them to understand the, you know, the meaning, the symbols and the signs that are in their dreams. You know, your dreams can tell you when something is good for you and when it's not, when it leads you towards the larger goals that you have in your life and when they don't. You know, I had a dream after I started. I lived in Upper Haight in San Francisco, and I started a job at a Landmark Hotel, which is in the area there. The promise was that I was going to learn the ropes and I was going to end up managing the place. And I thought, well, I'm here in San Francisco. I need a job. You know, this sounds good. Okay, let's do it. So it's about day three on the job. And I understand that the reality of this place is that it is a roach infested mess and that the staff is, I mean, oh my God, I can't even begin to tell you. It was a horror story. So I had a dream, just before I woke up, the last dream I had was that I was in a store. I was shopping for a jacket for work. I found sort of a blue collar sort of jacket with a name patch on it. And I was like, okay, well, this is appropriate. Let's go up to the counter and pay for it. You know, we're not talking about, you know, Versace here. You know, we're talking about just sort of a blue collar jacket. The clerk rings up the sale, and it was every penny that I had in my checking account at the time. I'd been to an ATM the day before or something, so I knew that number. You know, I looked at my account balance, and it was every penny I had. Now I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pay that much for this jacket, and I am going to now stand here and lecture you about the high price of your jackets, right? And there was like a manager in the background and all this stuff. So, boy, you talk about, you know, having to ponder on that one for a minute, you know. So I get up, you know, early that morning, and I trudge over to the hotel, and I'm cleaning up, you know, cockroach carcasses and, you know, all this stuff that I'm finding. The place is just it was a filthy mess. And I went, I can't manage a place like this. There are too many problems. It's too hard just to do the daily routine of trying to manage a hotel, you know, with guests and delivering services and delivering an experience. You're asking me to do way too much. And I knew it. I knew I was overwhelmed. I knew I was in over my head. And what the dream was really saying was, a jacket is your outer identity. It's what you wrap yourself in. When you have a job and a title, it is something that you wrap yourself in. It's how you introduce yourself. You say, you know, hi, I'm Jason. I manage the historic hotel down the street. Oh, Jason, glad to meet you. You know, hi, I'm Wendy. I host a, you know, several radio programs, you know. Oh, okay, Wendy, nice to meet you. This is how people get to know you. So that's the jacket. Well, what does it mean when it costs everything I have in my bank account? Well, what is a bank account? It's a place where you store resources. Where do you store your resources? What are your personal resources? It's mainly, it's your time, your energy, your skill, your knowledge. And I went, yeah, if I do this job, it is going to take everything that I have in the bank. And even then, there's no guarantee that it will be successful. And my reaction in the dream says it all. I do not buy the jacket and I give it back. And later that day, they started into me about some kind of BS, and it just all fell apart right there. And I quit and I left. And that day I went home back to my apartment in San Francisco. I walked out into the garden. I brought my laptop computer with me. I opened it up and I said, I'm going to write about dreams. Here's the introduction. And I started writing my first book and I got published. Go figure.
Go figure. But that's the kick you needed.
It was. And that's what led, you know, the dream told me what I needed to know, like your dream about the lights going out. You know, there was information that was delivered to me, and it wasn't just in the story. I mean, the story itself was dramatic. It was how I felt. You know, I felt, what would be the word I'm looking for here? I felt used, you know, I felt misled. I felt indignant that somebody would try to charge me so much just to have, you know, like I said, it wasn't a Versace, you know, wasn't like it's not Saks Fifth Avenue. It's not their, you know, 90% cashmere, you know, $1,000 trench coat, you know, or, you know, overcoat. This is just a blue, you know, dark blue sort of work jacket. Like you would find somebody who's, you know, working a blue collar job, which is what I felt like, because a lot of what I was doing was just sort of trying to clean the place up and get things stocked and organize their kitchen. And lifting and carrying and hauling and mopping and sweeping and all this stuff, which, you know, I've worked in restaurants for years. I don't mind that kind of work, but there was something about it where it was like, God, you sold me a false bill of good. You know, you told me one thing when you offered me the job, and the reality of it turned out to be completely different.
It was costing you everything. Yeah.
Everything. Everything. I'd go home exhausted and angry, and that's not the way I want to be. So, you know. Man.
Okay, well, somebody who's listening to this is going, I'm getting rid of my blue jacket too.
I quit. Take your job and shove it.
I just read somebody, I think it's Bette Midler, who's writing a new Broadway version for Working Girl. I was thinking maybe it was Bette Midler who's writing it. Anyway, let's take this job and shove it kind of thing. Okay. Anyway, you are available. How often do you check in at Reddit? Is it every day, once a week, twice a week? How often?
Every day, as much as I can. I'm so busy these days with, you know, radio interviews and putting together an online course for dreams and just all the stuff, you know. I go there as much as I can. Okay. Usually at least once a day, sometimes twice or three times a day. I used to go there 5 or 6 or 7 times a day and spend about an hour or so at a time. And I would answer previous comments, because I don't just make comments and been like, okay, good luck with that. You know, I follow up, we have discussions. This is an online forum and we talk, I get to know people. And I used to be able to answer every dream that came through. That was my goal. I answered every dream. But I have only been able to answer maybe 10%. Lately, because, you know, you've seen it, you've gone there.
Yeah, you're like 33,000 subscribers.
Hello. Yeah, and 2 or 3 and 4 dreams an hour that come in, you know, and people looking for help. So what I do is I look for the ones where people specifically are asking for help, and I read the descriptions real quick, scan through it, and I look for the ones where I feel like, you know, I can get a sense of the dream right away, or of the dreamer, that this is somebody who really needs my help.
Well, and that's the thing too. I think because this particular podcast is worldwide, and as a matter of fact, so is the KCMO. I was so surprised. I have a whole lot of listeners from Japan, which is really cool to, you know, just to think about that, so that anybody from anywhere on the planet can check into Reddit and have access to you, I guess was my point, is that this is something that, you know, if you've got a dream, you want to find out possibly, you know, something that relates, then you're available. And that's a cool thing.
And do this. I will ask you to type /U/RADOWL, RADOWL. I get a notification every time my username is mentioned at Reddit. So I will respond. I will find the time one way or another. If you come there looking for help, I will find the time for you. You know, when you mentioned the international reach of your show, I did a book giveaway at Reddit, so I had to get mailing addresses. My publisher, Visible Ink Press, was very kind to enable me to give back to the community there. So I did a book giveaway there. And so the three winners, okay, one was in Spain, one was in Croatia, and one was in Bangladesh. I mean,
isn't that neat?
I love it. I realize that I'm getting around the world, and I run across people from Japan, from Russia, from England, Australia. We have a big presence from the Aussies. And by the way, love you. But I do. I love Aussies. Every one of I've met have just been uplifting, wonderful people. I don't know if it's just because I have a streak of meeting good Aussies, but there's something about the land down under that makes people kind and fun and generous. I don't know. Well, anyway,
it's just amazing. Yeah. The coverage with the internet that we have, that there's no way I would going to the mall or going to the store or going wherever that I would run into somebody from South Korea, and yet they are listening. And the same thing with the UK or with Russia. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, these are people who are just as curious as we are about these topics. And that's what I love about it, is the ability to connect with people that we don't get a chance to rub elbows with or meet up close and personal, but we do get to connect this way. And it makes the world a smaller place and a funner place, I think.
Yeah, it sure does. And as much as I can be sometimes a little bit on the pessimistic side about how the internet is being dominated by these big media conglomerates, and it's just repeating the same messages that you're hearing on, you know, CNN or whatever, every time I start to feel a little gloomy about that, I realize, hey, you know, I've got my little corner of the internet, you know, where I run the show there at Reddit, Dreams, and I am able to control the tone and the tenor, and I can keep the commercialization out of it. And, you know, so it's a tool like anything else, and it will be used with the intentions, you know, it will reflect the intentions of the people that use it.
If you were talking about one theme that you see that is the one that would say, I guess, is the most empowering in the dream, would you have any universal, like flying or swimming, or what's the one that seems to stand out as like a really uplifting, positive dream?
As much as flying is talked about, it doesn't come up in dreams that often, but it can express the feeling of soaring in your life. Swimming underwater and being able to breathe. That's water tends to represent emotion, and being able to breathe and swim in water is a good sign that you are handling your emotions well. The people will have dreams about connecting with family members and loved ones, whether alive or in the next life. These tend to be very empowering dreams. If you feel a sense of connection and love with the person in the dream, dreaming about your good friends, it depends on the content of the dream, but when you feel good about it, and by the way, feelings are a very big component of dreams, and they can be a very good guide for your dreams. But when you feel connected with other people, you can wake up from a dream and you feel refreshed and empowered, even sex. Okay, I realize it's PG. I won't go so far into this, but sex is often about connection with other people. It's about, you know, the pleasure that you can get from life. It's often about integrating new things into your personality, because sex is physical integration between two bodies. If you describe it in simplest terms, that is what is happening. Two bodies are connecting. Well, when you are constantly in a process of integrating new experience, knowledge, information, information into yourself as a person. And a lot of what you see in your dreams is actually that process of integrating things into your personality. You go to a party and you see all these people talking. What you're actually seeing is your mind talking to your heart, talking to your body. You're seeing your intellect talking to your reason, talking to your feelings. You're seeing the different parts of your mind, your body, your soul. You're seeing them all interact with each other. Isn't that cool?
That's a neat way to look at it. Yeah. So I walk into a restaurant where everybody's all standing up to the bar and, you know, ordering different things, and they're just kind of chit-chatting and all that. And that's really like my liver talking to my kidneys and my, you know, all these.
Yeah, you're at a bar, you know, that's figures, right? Your liver's talking to your kidneys, right, you know?
And chat.
And you're asking what you want to take into yourself. What do you consume? See, this is how you interpret a dream, is you start generating other words that can trigger ideas for you. You know, if you eat or drink something, what are you doing? You are consuming it. Well, what does consume mean in another sense? It means to take into oneself. What do you take into oneself? You take in knowledge, information, opinions. You know, these are things that can actually be meant by the dream. So, you know, you have to step back and see the metaphor behind the actions of the dream. There's always something deeper that's going on.
Okay, you got some great reviews for your dictionary too. So just want to mention that too. And if you're listening, dream interpretation, anybody can do it. We all dream. And this is one way to make a connection with what your inner you is telling the outer you and all the organs. They're talking about, yeah. The Dream Interpretation Dictionary, Symbols, Signs, and Meanings, JM as in magnificent. How's that? You like that?
Oh, Wendy, thank you.
Okay. JM DeBoard. And is there anything else that we got a minute real quick?
Well, you know, dreams123.net, visit my blog. We Love Dreams newsletter. If you want to know about dreams, I will teach you. You will get the content. You can contact me directly through that newsletter. It gives my email, my direct email address. And I do one-on-one coaching. If people out there, they really want to know, I'm willing to do this. You can, you know, just put something in the tip jar if you want a lot of my time, or I'm glad to take 5 or 10 minutes and answer your question. I mean, I have to. It's almost like a weeding process these days, Wendy. I mean, there are, you know, thousands, millions of people that need help with dreams, and there's one of me. So, you know.
All right. And I'll update my stuff here at Wendy's Coffee House, the Blogspot site, too. We'll put that little slash thing so that you can get your dream interpreted, and he will pay attention to it because he'll get an email that says, hey. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Check him out.